As firearms became more common, eelskinners turned to making bullets. A few skilled eelskinners also manufactured sets of betties or picklocks, but this was demanding work, and most stuck to simpler tasks. In early January 1855, a Manchester eelskinner named Harkins was visited by a gentleman with a red beard who said he wanted to purchase a quantity of LC shot.
"Easy enough done," the skinner said. "I make all manner of shot, and I can make LC right enough. How much will you have?"
5,000, the gentleman said.
"I beg pardon?"
"I said I will have 5,000 LC shot." The eelskinner blinked.
5,000? That's a quantity. That's, let's see, 6 LC to the ounce. Now then,
he stared up at the ceiling and plucked at his lower lip.
And 16, and now that makes it... Oh, bless me, that's more than £50 a shot in all.
"I believe so," the gentleman said.
"You want £50 of LC shot?"
"I want 5,000, yes."
"Well, £50 of lead, that'll take some doing. And the casting, well, that'll take some doing. That'll take some time, 5,000 LC shot will. Some time indeed."
"I need it in a month," the gentleman said.
"A month? A month? Oh, well, let's see now. Casting at 100 a mould. Yes, well..."
The eelskinner nodded.
"Right enough. You shall have 5,000 within a month. You'll be collecting it?"
"I will,"
the gentleman said, and then he leaned closer in a conspiratorial fashion. "It's for Scotland, you know."
"Scotland, eh?"
"Yes, Scotland."
"Oh, well, yes, I see that plain enough,"
the eelskinner said, though the reverse was clearly true. The red-bearded man put down a deposit and departed, leaving the eelskinner in a state of marked perplexity. He would have been even more perplexed to know that this gentleman had visited skinners in Newcastle-on-Tyne, Birmingham, Liverpool and London, and placed identical orders with each of them, so that he was ordering a total of £250 of lead shot. What use could anyone have for that?